Hey, what's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Mental Mobility Podcast, episode number 104. Today, we're going to talk about the strength of seeking help, overcoming the fear of understanding that we need it. There's a lot of times that we get stuck. There's a lot of times that our ego gets in the way. There's a lot of times that our own brain and our own mind doesn't allow us to become a better person. We get to that glass ceiling. We get to that roof on our head or over our head, and we can't break through. It's very hard. It's very difficult. It's very frustrating to be there. And you know you need help. And you know you need to ask for it. But for some weird reason, we don't feel like we should. We don't feel like we have to. We don't feel like we deserve to. I'm going to tell you right now that you do. And you don't have to go seek a professional at first. I would always suggest to do so. But at the same time, maybe just asking someone to reach out. Someone to ask. Someone that you can trust to get a holding hand and just help you out of whatever it is you're there for. So that's what I want to talk about in today's podcast. So let's hold on tight. We'll be back. And let's get to it. To the Mental Mobility Podcast, episode number 104, The Strength of Seeking Help. Hey everyone, welcome back, and thank you guys so much for coming back to the podcast. As always, my name is Pete Isip. I almost said Coach Pete Isip because that's what I usually call myself in the training days, but my name is Pete Isip. You can call me Coach if you want to. I got no problem with that. Coach I-E-Y-E, Coach Isip, Coach Pete. I've been formerly known as that for many, many years, but I will introduce myself as Pete Isip if you guys have never been to the podcast before. We talk about mental health and exercise and other stories and success stories that have gone with that. In my own experience. Again, I'm not a professional, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapist, I'm just a man that has gone through a lot of stuff. So today we're going to talk about seeking help and the strength from seeking help and how to understand that it's okay to seek help. Today I want to talk about is because I was going for a walk this morning, and every morning I have my morning routine. If you guys don't have a morning routine, please try to find one. It really does help and benefit you in your mental health journey. If you don't know one, I'll put a link below inside the description box, and I definitely have videos and podcasts that we talk about morning routines and all that jazz. So I was on my morning walk with the dogs. And, you know, after they do their thing, do-do-do, their pee-pee, their smell-smell, I was walking back into the complex, back into our townhome complex or community, as you may say. And as I noticed, there's tons of buildings, right? Tons of townhouses being built. And when I was looking at it, I was like, man, look at all these barricades. Look at all these woods. Look at all this lumber slanted up against this structure. And then next to it was one that just had concrete and a couple wood beams coming out of it. And then the one before that was one that was kind of covered in like concrete, right? Kind of getting protected. And then, of course, at the end was a beautiful town home with a pool and everything around it. But what really struck my attention was the first one, right? Not the one with the foundation. I feel like we all always need a foundation, right? We all have a foundation because that's where it starts. But then after that, looks like the building was starting to grow. You know, starting to rise up and get bigger. It was just a skeleton, to be honest. But on the sides were tons of beams. And not only that, those steel beams that they would use, like you'll see in the city. I forget what they're called. Scaffoldings? Scaffoldings to kind of help support the building as it's starting to grow. Right? And it's very necessary to have that beam or beams or things. It's very necessary to have those tools in order for us to grow. Now, I'm already saying us, but in order for that building to grow and become the nice townhome or mansion or apartment building that it needs to be. It was very interesting to me because there's tons of support beams for this building to help it develop into something beautiful. Into something outstanding, into something that someone's going to live in and enjoy the rest of their life in. And when I looked at it, it was a great metaphor to me to exactly what we need as people, right? Because in the beginning basis, we have our childhood, right? We have our foundations, we have our base, and sometimes that foundation isn't built right. Sometimes the foundation wasn't a great experience. Right, so in order for that building to kind of course, you have to fix the foundation, but once that foundation is fixed, Now we have to start building up, and in order for us to build up, we have to have some type of support. Otherwise, most likely, a couple of those wood pieces may fall down. Granted, they may not, but I feel like some of them will. Imagine the whole side of the building. You did all this work by themselves, right? These guys built this wall all by themselves, and they forget to put the support beams, and then they come back the next day, and trust me, guys, when I talk about this, I am 100% talking to myself. I am the last person to ask for help. I am stubborn. I am a stubborn Filipino man slash woman, kind of in the same body, definitely. Some emotional women inside me. I don't know what that means. Anyway. But it's hard for me to ask for help. If I'm stuck and I'm cleaning or I'm at my party and they're having company and people are asking me for help, I hate it. I hate when people ask me for help because I don't want it. I'm like, no, I don't need your help. I can do this myself. I don't want to do this. I can do this myself. I can get through this all by myself. But do you know what that happened to me in that time when I really needed help? I started to lose myself more and more. I started to fall. My walls were falling. The structure of my building was collapsing. My whole life was collapsing in front of my eyes. And it's something I don't want anyone to ever go through. Ever. But it's sad to say that some of us are going to. We're going to fall. We're going to collapse. But we need to know and understand that we have that support around us. We have that help around us. We have those wood beams and scaffolding around us. We just need to grab it. Right? We just need to ask for it. We just need to accept it, honestly. I don't feel like we even have to ask because there's so many people in your life that are willing to help you. But we don't want that. No way. I'm a man. I could take care of my own business. I'm independent. I could take care of my own business. But what about the point you get to is where you can't? What if you're in the middle of the ocean drowning and no one's there? It's a terrible feeling. We all know what it's like to be secluded, almost like you're by yourself in the ocean doing nothing. You're in the ocean all by yourself, swimming, struggling, trying to get to land. But at some point, sometime, your arm's gonna get tired, your leg's gonna get tired, and your lungs gonna get tired, and you're gonna drown. And I feel like a lot of people out there have drowned. And honestly, I'm tired of people drown. I'm tired of watching people sink. I'm tired of watching people give up when they had a chance. When they had a chance, if they just had the strength to ask for some help, the strength to seek some help. So let's take a quick break and introduce some of our new sponsors. So this episode is sponsored by a future podcaster coming up on our podcast, Mr. Ron YTC. So YTC is yours to create. Check him out. He's recently been on Serato.com. Definitely artist of the month for May. And this is what they have here. You can check it out. I don't know if you can see it, but you can take a listen. We'll do a little play-Z. And listen.
If you ain't a killer, you're still learning how to...
Amazing. Listen to some music to maybe study for. I love this sound to study, to create, to do things because it really wires my brain towards focus and concentrating. So if you like that hip hop beat, a little bit of lo-fi inside there, check out. There's a link down below. And thank you guys so much for sponsoring the podcast. And our second sponsor is none other than Bucktown MMA. They've been around for a while and have been helping out the channel so much. So definitely check them out. Here we go on their website if you want to see. Their slogan is committed to empowering and changing lives through martial arts. These guys are non-profit. Bucktown Strong is committed and empowering to changing lives through martial arts. We strive to build a resilient individuals by instilling essential values such as confidence, courage, humility, respect, and community. Our sponsorship programs offer students ages 6 and up for free access to disciplines such as wrestling, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, MMA, and meditation classes. So this is a regular gym, but also it's programmed to be online to help kids and help, there you go, kids developmental program. You have, I think this is a student athlete program, then they have an MMA program or a fighter, amateur pro athlete program. They help kids train. And we all know that martial arts and movement and anything gives direction. It gives discipline, it gives structure behind it. Not only that, it gives you something to believe in, especially yourself. So that's what they want to do. And a lot of kids these days, they don't have that outlet to do so. They don't have the money to do so. So what Bucktown does is they raise money for these kids in the town, anywhere that will allow them to represent Bucktown MMA. From there, they've sent so many kids through college to get scholarships. They've sent them to tournaments throughout the nation, letting them travel. They've also got pro and amateur athletes that are now on the brink of making it into a success pro debuts. I might have said pro before. But really paying for their hotel stays, their nutrition, their supplements, their training. It's expensive to be an athlete. It's expensive to want to be better. It's expensive just to work out. Now, this avenue here helps kids, especially kids, be able to do so. So if you want to check it out, BucktownMMA.org. I want to make sure I got that right before I mess it up. No, Bucktown.org. So Bucktown.org. Donate there. Take a step towards the right direction and find and help a child do something with their life. Because a lot of these people don't. And they don't know that they have things out there that will help them. So check it out. Now back to the podcast. So you might be saying, like, how do I understand how to ask for help? How can I ask for help without feeling bad? Well, honestly, I didn't understand either, right? I didn't know how to approach it. I didn't know how to accept it. I didn't know that I really needed help. I know I wanted help, right? But I didn't know that I needed help. And it wasn't until I talked to my therapist that I understood how to understand how to pretty much seek help and find the strength to seek help and be able to be helped without her. She'd help me do things and have a list of things on my phone that I'm going to go through. But at the same time, I just want to explain to you that it's okay to ask for help. And I feel like it's such a stigma behind it. Like, we're not allowed to, especially men. All right, I'm not going to pull the gender card here, but especially men. Right? You don't ask for help. There's no one needs help. I could work through this myself. I could pound the pavement by myself. I can do all these things by myself. Sure, I'm absolutely positive you can. But at some point, you're going to look for a resource. Right? Now, I'm not saying that you have to go ask for help. Right? But you can search for some type of help. And the number one thing that you need to know is understanding mental health, educating yourself. Like, understanding what's happening inside your body. Understand what's happening inside your brain. Right? A lot of the things that you think is normal is not. A lot of things that you think you have control of, you don't. And a lot of things that are happening inside her brain, we have no idea what's going on. So educating yourself and learning more about disorders or disabilities like depression, anxiety, bipolar, and really getting into the deep and know-how of what it is you might be going through is very important. I already said I'm going to go through them later, but I guess I'm going to go through them now, right? Number two, let's look for one. Forget already. I know number one was definitely that one. And number two is, yeah, let's let my phone close. Number two is normalizing seeking help. Does that sound weird? That sounds really weird to me. Right? Normalizing seeking help. Like, we have to make sure we know it's okay to seek help. And by doing, to make it normal is to do it, right? To continue to do it. Not saying you're going to be needy. There's a big difference between asking for help and being needy. We know the needy people. Like, oh my God, this motherfucker right here is fucking so needy. Here we go. So how many fucking needy? No. I'm talking about asking for help. And a lot of successful people ask for help. It's not just us. Billionaires, right? The most successful people in the world have mastermind groups, they have therapists, they have coaches, right? There's different avenues that you can use in order to seek help, because it's gonna help you become a better building. It's gonna help support you while you're building yourself up. They're gonna give you the tools you need to make your building stronger, better, and very comfortable to be with. Number three, she told me to start small. Right, start small with asking for help by talking to a friend. Find someone you trust. Find someone you know. Hey, you got 20 minutes? I just want to talk to you about something. And unload. But maybe not give them everything all at once and just and vomit all over the people. Maybe just tell them, this is what I feel. Is this normal? Have you ever felt this way? Do you feel like you're going through it? And you'll never know. That friend might be going through the same thing. And now you guys are working together to get better. And maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's your parents. If you have a great relationship with your parents, then do it. I know for me, it was different. I was scared to go to my parents. I don't tell my parents anything. But for me, for you, they were people that you can trust. Not that I can't trust my parents. I was just too, ego-driven to, show them weakness. That I can't do this by myself. And no one needs to see who I am. There's only a certain amount of people that I can express this to. Now I spit my guts out to everybody. I spit it out to you guys. You have different online resources. You have groups and chats. You have anonymous hotlines. I just made one. So we have the Mental Mobility Hotline, 702-551-5409. Leave a message. Tell me what you're going through. I don't even know your name. But sometimes, I'm not even going to answer you. But sometimes it's good to feel that. It's good to talk it out. It's good to be there and express how you're really feeling to who knows who. But it doesn't matter. It actually is, it's inviting. But when you do it, it feels good. It's like you just, I don't fucking know. I think that should be my shirt. I don't fucking know. Because whenever I think of something, I don't fucking know. We all know this one, focusing on self-care. This is one thing that I didn't do very well. I thought I just need to talk and do things. And I thought it was just more of that. No, practicing self-care. Taking care of yourself. Doing things that make you happy. Doing things that make you and bring you joy. For me, I lived in a bubble. I ended up living in a closet by myself. I didn't want to get out. I didn't want to show people anything. I didn't want to express. I just kind of lived my life as people see. Or as people saw. But I was stuck in this closet just fighting my way through darkness. And there was no light coming through. But when I started doing skills and drills that I learned in DPT and DBT and therapy and from my counselors, I started using those skills to love myself more, to take care of myself more. Understanding meditation is key, taking baths, journaling. There's so many different things, and we've talked about these in tons of other podcasts, but practicing self-care is very, very beneficial towards your mental health and towards you gaining strength to seek help. And there's tons of other steps, but I always like this one the best in anything that you do. Right? Take one step at a time. It can be overwhelming. It can feel tons of resistance. You should feel like I don't want to do this no more. This is scary. Take one step. Maybe ask a friend, someone that you trust. Talk to them. Talk to him, talk to her, talk to your dog, something. Moving into the direction of where you want to go is very important. But doing it in a big jump or a big manner might be more frightening than taking a small step. Because we could overthink this process really, really, really bad. Right? Like, oh, what are they going to think about me? What if I do this? What if I do that? That's your brain. One step at a time. Left foot, right foot, repeat. That's it. As long as you're moving forward, that is the point. That's how it goes. But understanding that it's okay to seek help. It's okay to want to be helped. And it's okay to feel like shit. It's okay to not feel confident. It's okay to not feel worthy. It's okay not to feel what you think in your mind you're supposed to feel. Because maybe for a moment you felt it and now you want to keep getting back to it. Now you're down below. Now you feel unworthy. Now you feel less than. Now you feel like shit. And that's okay. We've all been there. We're all going through it. Not that it makes sense to you that I'm saying that, but I want you to know that you're not alone. Ever. Ever alone. Although it may feel like it. So there are a lot of things we talked about today in seeking help. If you forget it, rewind, go back. Go back to the steps. Go back to the stories. Go back to the building story. Do something today. As we always end every podcast now. Is what's the next step? Your next step for seeking help for yourself is finding one thing to do. One thing. Anonymous online resource. You call the hotline. Talk to a friend. Talk to your parent. Or maybe even go see a therapist. I'm not sure what step you're going to take in the process of you feeling better. Maybe do some self-care tips. Start journaling. Get it out. That's the main thing. Don't keep it in here. Worst place for your thoughts is in here. Even though it produces all of your thoughts. It's time for you guys to feel better, and I hope you guys do. All right, thank you so much for coming out to the what are we called? Thank you guys so much for coming back to the Mental Mobility Podcast. I do appreciate it. It's episode number 104. Thank you guys so much. And make sure you guys check out our Patreon at patreon.com/JerseyToVegas. Because I never changed it. All right, I'll see you guys later. Peace out, Cub Scouts. Girl Scouts. People Scouts.